Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
He was a salesman, son of a drifter, carrying his guitar around. He wrote songs, but never played them for anyone less than an adoring crowd. He was restless, dreamed of pastures, nights when he seldom slept, and in the morning when he wakes up, rehearses excuses and sets out again.
Side of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe, and as we do every Tuesday,
at 7 p.m. Wednesdays, 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio Archives at CygnusRadio.com, bringing you the best in all things Americana-ish. And when I say best this week, I mean, once again, we're going to be giving you some of my favorite albums of 2024. If you missed last week's episode, as I mentioned, it's up in the Cygnus Radio Archives. We did probably 11 or so selections, albums from 2024 that I really enjoyed, and we're going to do another 10 or 11 this week. Unlike the Metal Dad Show, we're not rating them, we're not putting them in order, but just know that these are albums that I have been listening to pretty much nonstop since they came out, especially this one, Riley Cotton, a local favorite here in Connecticut, put out an EP called Falling of the Fervor, and it was one of my most anticipated albums of the year and lived up to the hype, let me tell you. It's so good, so good. Free Man in Utah was the single off this EP. One of my songs of the year, if I did a songs of the year thing, it would be somewhere in the top five. It's just a phenomenal number off a phenomenal record, and you can find it at rileycotton.bandcamp.com. So, as I mentioned, two-thirds of this show is going to be all stuff that released in 2024 that I've really been digging. We'll give you some classic country at the end, as we are wont to do, and then a special Willie Nelson tune for you at the end. But let's go now into a band out of Virginia that I really dig. We'll tell you about their new record when we come back. This is 49 Winchester. We're going to tell you about Tulsa. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
I flicked my trusty Bic, took a drag to ease my pain, smoke poured between my lips. And if there's no intention, that has made you have to wait, I can't seem to find no peace of mind. This feels like some mistake, and that old familiar feeling sitting. East Texas ain't for me. They'll lock you up for smoking grass.
1, 2, 3, 4.
chair with a guitar in his hand. Middle of a song, he paused and dropped his head. Sorry. The last word that he said. I'm sorry. Paused and dropped his head. It was just a little story, came across my newsfeed. I didn't know the man, but I loved him just the same. Stopped and I listened to one of his songs. Smiled, cried, and by the end I sang along. Sorry. Last word that he said. I'm sorry. Paused and dropped his head. I never thought I'd get caught weeping for a man I'd never met. But his story broke me down, and I'm still stuck here in this mess. I can see myself in him, guess that's how I might go. And I hope it will be graceful in the middle of a show. There'll be songs left unsung and life left unspent. It'll soften the toughest heart, knowing that you get what you get. Cause this world will chew you up and spit you out again. And again. And again. And again. And again. Sorry. The last word that he said. Sorry, paused and dropped his head.
Wrong Side of the Tracks. And there you go. Four songs off of four fantastic albums that I really enjoyed this year, including that one from my backyard here in Connecticut from a duo called Still Rivers, featuring Muddy Rivers, who plays in The Bargain, who we've played on this show several times. But Still Rivers dropped their new album, Our Little Life, a couple months ago, and you can find it up at stillrivers.bandcamp.com. We gave you the track I'm Sorry. Before that, an artist out of Arkansas, Ashton Barbary, who put out a record called Sent Through the Ceiling that I really enjoyed. And that came out a couple months ago as well. We gave you the title track off of that. You can find that at ashtonbarbary.bandcamp.com. Before that, Amanda Ann Platt and the Honeycutters, they dropped their new album back in August. The Ones That Stay is the name of the record. We gave you the track Forever. You can find more at honeycutters.com. And starting off the block, 49 Winchester out of Virginia. They got a new record out called Leaving This Holler, which came out through New West Records. We gave you the track Tulsa, which I love the tune, but I also love that they reference Don Williams' Tulsa Time, which is one of my all-time favorite country songs. But 49winchester.bandcamp.com to find the whole album. It is fantastic. All right, so let's go in another block here of new music that came out this year, including an artist that we were privileged enough to have come up and play for us in Connecticut at the Glastonbury Apple Harvest and Music Festival this past October. She dropped a new album we'll tell you about when we come back. This is Karen Jonas. Your single off that album is called Rich Man's Valley. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
I'll eat your cornfield if you'll give me a ride in a Bristol. I saw an ad in the paper that they're looking for songs to sell. Golf and motels. Hey, yeah, it's tacky and terrible, but honey, we go
to the rich man's valley. Nobody likes no money, but we're not here for the friendship. You got a brand new suit to wear to church next week. We come a long way from selling them fruit tree saplings. See, now I got a bottle of perfume and a mink stole, and a brand new motorcycle to get me where I'm going. Yodeling, yodeling, miss me when I go to the rich man's valley. Spend it while you're falling in love. If you can't catch it, why you're hanging around with the corn and the mountains and the crows? What's holding you back when you're almost here? One strike of lightning, the way is clear. What's the use of hitting the big time if you don't wanna go? To the rich man's valley.
Green is a color I've seen my mom wear, among other things. And lately I felt the world so bleak. There's not a lot here for me. There's not a lot here for me. It's a funny place I've been thinking. Maybe someday soon I'll stop falling. Today I woke, but tomorrow I'll sleep, only to find some place that I've not been. For in my dreams the road's less broken. Well, I can't believe what's become of me. Was it just yesterday that I felt so free? Now all I feel is pain so deep, but it's for another, and it's not for me. It's for another, and it's not for me. It's all just one big tricky thing, and I'm not sure where Selfish town, bet you didn't think I'd stick around. Hear the people smoke and the talk so cheap. And over there, no one's listening. Over there, there's no one listening.
You made me happy when we were young, but now the crying over you has begun. There was our time. There was our time. Time in the sun. Like our love was a game. You made me believe in myself once again. There was our time. There was our time. Time in the sun. Time in the sun.
wrong side of the tracks. And there we go. Four more fantastic songs from four more fantastic albums, including that one right there from a band out of Virginia called Ramona and the Holy Smokes, who put out a new EP called Till It's Over. And we gave you the title track off of that EP. You can find it at ramonaandtheholysmokes.bandcamp.com. Before that, a fantastic artist by the name of Jeremy Albino, who put out a new record, Our Time in the Sun, earlier this year. We gave you the title track off of that one as well. You can find that at jeremyalbino.com. Before that, an exceptional artist out of Nashville, Tennessee, by the name of Bella White. Really love her songwriting, love her voice. And she put out a new record called Among Other Things back in April via Rounder Records, and we gave you the title track there, bellawhitemusic.com, for more details. And starting off the block, Karen Jonas, The Rise and Fall of American Kitsch, came out earlier this year. And as I mentioned, we had a chance to bring Karen Jonas up here to Connecticut for the Glastonbury App Harvest Music Festival. Absolutely crushed it. And we gave you a track right there called Rich Man's Valley, one of the singles off the new record. You can find more at KarenJonasMusic.com. All right, let's go now into a little block of classic country. So I should say, actually, before I mention that, this is going to be our last Wrong Side of the Tracks of 2024. We're taking a little two-week holiday break. And then we'll be back on the air in January. So no Wrong Side of the Tracks on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve, because who the hell wants to listen to this show on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve? I don't want to listen to me on either of those holidays. But we'll be back on air Tuesday, January 7th, with all new episodes. And I want to just take a second to say thank you for listening. I know we took a break there in September, October. We're off the air for a couple months, but really excited to be back, and really grateful and thankful for all of you who listen to Wrong Side of the Tracks. So with that said, I've been reminiscing, as one does this time of year, and so I figured I would play a block of songs that I can clearly remember hearing on the radio, either in my parents' house or one of their cars, when I was a small child. How about that? Let's start with Emmylou Harris. She's got two more bottles of wine. This is Wrong Side of the Tracks. Thank you.
in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game. Trying to be a hero, winding up a zero, can scar a man forever, right down to your soul. Living on the spotlight can kill a man outright, 'cause everything that glitters is not gold. And all the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills, in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game. All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills, in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game, a brand new game.
I could be holding you tonight, could quit doing wrong and start doing right. You don't care about what I think. Think I'll just stay here and drink. Hey, putting you down won't square the deal. At least you know the way I feel. Hey, take all the money bank. Think I'd just stay here and drink. Hey, listen close and you can hear that loud jukebox playing in my ear. Ain't no woman gonna change the way I think. I think I'd just stay here and drink.
Yes, sir.
Here comes that piano. Now don't mean a thing. Since love ain't here, I don't feel the pain. My mind ain't nothing but a total blank. I think I'll just stay here and drink. Yeah. We'll be right back. we're gone. Mary took to running with a traveling man, left her mama crying with her head in her hand. Such a sad case, so brokenhearted. She said, mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around. I gotta roll on between the ditches. Just an ordinary story about the way things go round and around. Nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever. Lord, she never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with a traveling man, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. She said, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere he's going such a very short time. He'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone before you know it. She said, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. This is down in the swampland, anything goes. It's alligator bait and the bars don't close. It's a real thing down in Louisiana. Did you ever see a Cajun when he really got mad, when he really got trouble like a dog gone bad? It gets real hot down in Louisiana. A stranger better move it or he's gonna get killed. He's gonna have to get it or a shotgun will. It ain't no time for lengthy speeches. There ain't no time for lengthy speeches. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. Just an ordinary story about the way things go round and around. Nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever.
Wrong Side of the Tracks. There you go. Four songs that are burned into my brain because they were on the radio all the time when I was a young man. A small child. That right there, the Oak Ridge Boys. Song written by Rodney Crowell. And, of course, Emmylou Harris, Rodney Crowell was in her band at the time, did a version of that song in 1978. It's a fantastic version off her Quarter Moon in a 10 Cent Town album. A year later, the Oak Ridge Boys would do a version of it and take the number one on the country charts in 1979. Actually, I think it actually went to number one in 1980 because they released it as a single in December of 1979. So celebrate an anniversary there. Before that, Merle Haggard. I think I'll just stay here and drink. Number one song from Merle Haggard at the end of 1980. Released as a single off his Back to the Bar Rooms album. A song written by Merle himself. Great tune. And that was one of the first country songs I ever heard. Or I can remember hearing that had saxophone in it. And if you grew up in the 80s, as I did, born in 1975, I'll just date myself. You know, in the 1980s, every song had a saxophone in it that was on in pop music or on the radio. I think it was a prerequisite, actually. I think Ronald Reagan signed it into law in 1980 that you had to have a saxophone in your music. Country music really didn't have much saxophone solos, and that song did. And it, because of that, it is quite memorable for me. Before that, a song that has some history for me and my family. The Gatlin Brothers, Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers. All the Gold in California, written by Larry Gatlin. It was released in August of 1979 as a single from their album Straight Ahead. It was also a number one country hit for the Gatlin Brothers. And that song was important because in the mid-80s, we moved to California. We're out there for about a year. and according to my mother, came home to New Jersey with our tails between our legs. And I distinctly remember the drive across country from California to New Jersey. This song got played more than once. And if you listen to the lyrics, you'll understand why. And before that, Emmylou Harris, Speaking of the Queen. Two More Bottles of Wine off of that aforementioned Quarter Moon in a 10 Cent Town album released in 1978. That song written, actually, by Delbert McClinton. And he recorded a version in 1975. Emmylou's version in 78 is the best version. It would go to number one on the country charts as well. All right, so finish off this show as we do every week. A little Willie Nelson, my all-time favorite musician. I don't play Christmas music on this show. I figure you guys want to listen to Christmas music. There is plenty of opportunities from like Thanksgiving on to listen to as much Christmas music as you want. SiriusXM's got like 18 channels of just Christmas music, so have at it. But Willie Nelson did release a Christmas album back in 1979. It's called Pretty Paper. Shockingly enough, it is my favorite Christmas album, or one of. And the song itself, Pretty Paper, I feel like not many people know this. Obviously, Roy Orbison made it a big hit back in 1963, written by Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson wrote this tune. It is one of my favorite Christmas songs. So we're going to give this one Christmas song to you as I say goodbye for 2024. We'll see you the week of January 7th. I hope you have a safe and happy holiday season, whatever you choose to celebrate, where and whenever you choose to celebrate, and however and whoever you choose to celebrate it with. I hope you have a good time. This is Willie Nelson. Until next week. Well, no. Until next year. Stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded streets, busy feet hustle by. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. There he sits, all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop, better not, much too busy. You better hurry, my how time does fly. And in the distance, the ringing of laughter. And in the midst of the laughter, he cries. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Oh, pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.